Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A new arson charge has been filed against a volunteer firefighter already facing trial in northwest Iowa. Buena Vista County court records say 25-year-old Brent Mack is charged with arson and burglary. His attorney declined to comment today. Mack is accused of setting a fire in September of 2017 that gutted three buildings in downtown Newell, where he lives. Mack is awaiting trial next month in Sac County, where he and two others are accused of setting a corn crib fire in August just outside of Nemaha. No one was injured in either blaze. Part of the case against a former farmhand charged with first-degree murder and the killing of 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts appears to be in jeopardy because an officer failed to properly read him his Miranda rights. Prosecutors have agreed to exclude at trial some statements that 25-year-old Christian Brahina Rivera made to police. His trial, which already has faced delays, is scheduled to start Woodbury County District Court in February. The Iowa DNR responded to two water emergencies over the weekend. On Saturday, a dive team recovered the body of a Nebraska man who died after his kayak capsized in the DeSoto Bend National Wildlife Refuge in Harrison County a day earlier. And yesterday, a father and son were rescued after their boat took on water in Monona County. And governors from all three Siouxland states are in Dakota Dunes this noon hour for the Tri-State Governors Conference. A luncheon is underway at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Event Center. Attending the conference are Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Sheila Brummer.